You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. And this is episode number 475. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We really appreciate it.
We definitely do appreciate it. We also appreciate all the amazing jobs. What? Jobs, that's right, that are out there through DroneBase. If you go to go.dronebase.com/droneyou and sign up as a pilot and check out all of the jobs that are available in your area. Rob, did you know this? In one square block of our office.
Of right here, where we're sitting.
Right here, our studio in Albuquerque, across the street from the FAA. Yes, that's true. There are 16 drone jobs within a quarter mile of the FAA Regional Center.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Isn't that beautiful?
They're busy worrying about planes at 30,000 feet. I don't think they're worried about us right now.
That is true. Actually, every single person I've ever met from that office across the street while I'm at Panera or something has been like really nice. Like, oh, you're a drone pilot?
Yeah.
That's so cool. ATC took away our power. It sucks.
No, they are. They're very good people. Very cool people. So anyways, DroneBase.
DroneBase. Lots of jobs out there. In fact, I was doing a calculation of all the different drone-related jobs, and DroneBase had the most number of jobs available.
Mm-hmm.
The payout price was a little bit lower on average, but in Albuquerque alone, there were 187 jobs available. And I figured, okay, well, if these pano missions take me like 20 minutes, right, to do one, I can do six a day, 3 days a week. Guess how much money I add to my bottom line?
A couple grand.
Just over $1,000, yeah.
Not bad.
No. So if you're, I mean, if it's the winter, if things are slowing down, there is no reason why you can't make at least $48,000 a year.
Well, and again, you should be out practicing anyways, right? So why not check out DroneBase, see where you can go practice and make a little money?
Yeah, seriously. In fact, I am going to do that too. And it's kind of hard for me to step away from everything that we're doing to do these little tiny jobs, but I want to give people an understanding and a perspective of just how fast you can do these with quality and do it efficiently and just like nail it out and make some easy money.
Yeah, we've got several stories in our community of people that have checked out DroneBase. They've gone out and spent about 30 minutes, flew, made a few bucks, and moved right on with their day.
Yeah, it's a really great thing to get work. But also, if you can master this work, it's going to be great for scaling your systems as a business as a whole. So go to go.dronebase.com/droneyou to check out all the available drone jobs that are in your area. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Lots of DroneBase talk there. Yes, here we are.
Cloudy day outside. It's really nice, actually.
You know what I forgot to bring in today was the book. The book finally went out on Amazon.
Oh,
Living
yeah.
the Drone Life. Our book. It's now out there on Amazon. Should be on paperback here shortly. If you are a Kindle user, it is out there. Please check it out. Please let us know what you think. There has been some speculation out there, Rob. We're going to have to clarify this right now.
Right? Oh, go. You didn't just say meow, did you?
What am I, a cat drinking from a saucer?
By the way, when we did that many, many, many episodes ago, hundreds of episodes ago, someone really went off about how annoyed they were with the whole meow thing.
I'm sorry.
I know, but it was fun.
Anyway,
that person's
meow,
probably not
it's
listening
time
anymore.
To talk about.
If you are listening, I don't know what to tell you.
Who cares? Oh, okay. Where was I going with this? Living the drone life, paperback, Kindle. Please buy it. Please review it. Let us know what you think. What we have to clear up right now. Sorry, I got distracted. Yes, I have ADD. If you could not tell, the thing that we're going to have to do.
If you could not tell, you're not listening. Go ahead.
Thanks, Rob. I'm going to have to do the audiobook. That's what it comes down to. I've been posting about the book on Facebook. I did a few tweets and whatnot. The fact of the matter is everyone's saying, Paul, you've got to do the audiobook. I don't want to even listen. I'm not even going to buy the audiobook unless it's you doing the audiobook.
Wow, that's a rousing endorsement for Paul doing the reading.
Yeah, so now I'm probably going to have to come here on Saturday. And read the whole book before I fly to Puerto Rico. So,
yeah, I don't know. We might want to have you do it in sessions. That's a long time to maintain the energy level that you need. So I don't know if doing it all in one day is the way to go. But we'll have to talk about that.
Yes, we will. Either way, the audiobook will be coming soon. My passionate voice will be coming over. And it's funny because I listen to the Freakonomics books, and it's always Stephen Dubner who talks about them. So yeah. It's just really cool to hear those books from his passion because it sounds like a story. So I think that's going to be the benefit of me actually going through living the drone life.
Yeah.
And there may be another book in another year or two. Who knows?
I'm guessing there will be. But we really do hope you like it. Hope that you get something from it. Hope that you'll share it with your friends who might be thinking about the drone life themselves.
Definitely.
Check it out.
Definitely. Anyway, let's get into today's question. That's why you're here, to get valuable information. Like, should you give people your files in their raw after you shot the stuff? No! No! Unless they do one thing. What is that one thing? Let's find out.
Hi, this is Ryan from Baltimore. First off, great podcast, guys. I listen to every episode I can whenever there's time in my day, so keep up the good work. My question revolves around deliverables. So a lot of my clients have to do with real estate or filming interiors, filming events, weddings, and that kind of thing. And they hire me, and I try and sell them on me creating an edited video of the footage and selling them that video. What I've realized is a lot of my clients also want the raw footage, not just the edited video. And in my mind, they're paying me money to film the event and make the video, so they should get access to all of the raw footage and the film of the event as well for them to do whatever they'd like. But I've read a lot and seen a lot and heard a lot that this is not done that much, that people just give the edited film and any raw footage is either costs extra or it's just not done. I know a lot of wedding photographers and videographers do this as well, where they don't give out raw footage unless they're paid extra for it. So my question is it commonplace to not give out raw footage and only give your edited video to the customer? And if so, how do you talk to the customer about this, and why is this the commonplace? I'll look forward to hearing the answer. Thanks, guys.
Great question. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it very much. Appreciate the kind words. And guys, if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. Get yours in and we'll get it on the air just as quickly as possible. And remember, we do a giveaway. For every 50 questions, we give away an annual membership to DroneU. So it's worth your time.
It is worth your time. What's not worth your time, though, is taking a bunch of crap from Bridezilla when she wants your raw files. I'm just saying.
No, I like the way he posed the question. In particular, and maybe I'm getting ahead of where you wanted to go with this, but I'm really curious as to why. And I'm saying that just basically out of ignorance, why you don't give the raw files.
Let me ask you.
I have my own thoughts, but I don't do what you do every day. So
let me ask you a question.
Please,
Rob.
I might answer.
Okay. If you were to do so everyone who doesn't know this, Rob owns a mortgage business. This one that I'm drinking coffee from. If you told everyone why your mortgage business is so successful, would you charge a lot of money for that? Would you even sell that to someone? I'm just asking a question.
Yes.
You would sell it, but you would sell it.
No, I'm answering your first question. Would you charge a lot of money for it, is what you said, what you asked me.
So the answer is yes.
Sure.
Right? Okay, so there's more value when you give away more of the business, when you give away more of the value of why it works and what it is.
Sure. Like those secret sauce.
Yes, like the Thousand Island dressing at In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, whatever. Right? That's all it is?
Pretty much.
Craft? Well, it works.
Anyway, I doubt that's actually it.
I doubt it as well.
And In-N-Out, I love you. Anyway, there was no passion in that at all, I promise. When you take the footage, you own the footage as the copyright owner. If it's your camera, you took it. You're being paid by a client to take that footage and you're producing a video, you own the footage. If you're being paid by a client for exclusive rights to your footage, meaning you hand them the card, you never see the stuff again, you're normally being paid a significant amount of money for that. Normally 3 to 10 times what you would charge just to give them, say, a few photos or just your edited video. And here's why. If I am hired for a wedding and I say, I'm going to give you 25 photos, whether they're aerial and ground, whatever they are, we're going to give you 25 photos and we're going to give you a completed, in fact, I'm dealing with something like this right now, and we're going to give you a completed 3 to 5 minute video. Okay, that's fine. That's great. Blah, 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 blah. You get to the end of the wedding and all of a sudden you're getting questions from everyone like, hey, can I just get some of the video clips that you got? Like, you know, just a couple of the clips. No big deal. I don't want to give you any work. That is slapping someone in the face.
As in slapping you in the face?
Yes.
Why?
Because the person asking is trying to rationalize the fact that there is no work in you giving them the raw data. But that means that they're also not valuing the time that you took to get the raw data. Now, the raw data, hold on, the raw data can be used, manipulated in ways that some people couldn't even fathom. I mean, like, you could do things with footage and make it look like a different place, different time, anything you wanted to. So when you give someone the raw, you're giving them like the project file. You're giving them like the meat and potatoes. It's like if you were a cook in a restaurant and someone ordered the filet mignon and you brought out the whole cow.
Okay. So a couple things. One, I think most people, it's probably more of, for lack of a better word, even though this sounds a little harsh, it's more ignorance. They don't know what they're asking.
Correct.
And so for me, and correct me if I'm wrong, one of the issues with giving raw files is when you edit a file or when you put something together, you have made it look like something you know you're proud of other people seeing, particularly en masse, right?
Yeah.
But when you give them a raw file, you're giving them the ability to put something out there that you really don't want out there, probably because it hasn't been put together in a way that you want it to be seen.
Correct.
Does that make sense? So to me, that would be the biggest reason why I wouldn't want to give raw files, is because now I'm giving people something that I really don't. It hasn't been fixed, for lack of a better word, to be ready for mass consumption.
Yeah. So it's like you saying that you're going to build a kitchen and you never put up any of the tile. And then people are showing off your work and you're like, wait a minute, I'm not done yet.
I think that's a good analogy. Yeah. I mean, you're finishing, you're not done. It's not done.
This is actually why I think one of my keys to success in the drone world was that I only gave people selects of the files. I never gave them the files. I only gave them the selects of the files.
Right.
Because that way I can control the perception of my footage and the quality therein. Because
exactly.
when you're starting out, you're only going to get, you know, maybe 10 or 15 usable seconds out of 60 if you're lucky.
Yeah.
So that's one shot out of 60 seconds that you took, unless you're flying and you start the recording and you do this perfect cinematic movement and then you stop the recording.
Yeah, which is never how it works.
No.
I mean, you're kind of always flying.
You try to, but it never always goes that way.
Well, but yeah, and generally speaking, I would think that you're flying and you're putting some good moves in there, but you never know. You might get the best shot of the day at a time you weren't even actually trying to get the best shot of the day.
True.
Right? So that happens, and that's kind of why you keep the camera rolling, I guess, is what I'm thinking there.
Yeah, but now let's bring it back into another way. If I shoot a wedding and I've got... let's shoot a wedding and I've got some great sunset footage, like you were saying, that could be used for stock footage.
Mm-hmm.
If I shot the wedding and I had the stock footage and then I sold that stock footage, I can keep making money off of the thing that I already produced, right? Which is,
right.
In the grand scheme of life, you want your money to make money for you so that you are not wasting the resource to create money. The
Hallelujah.
Resource of time. Anyway, yes.
No, that's so true. That's the lessons my kids get about business all the time.
Oh, good. Yeah, your
work
kids
smart,
are going
not hard.
Your kids are going to be just fine, dude. I promise.
Anyways.
All right. So going back to this, if I take the footage at the wedding and I'm being paid to produce an edited video for them, I'm being paid to produce 25 photos, they're going to get just that, the deliverable. If they ask for more, say, you know, I understand that you would like to see more of these files and footage, and I would love to give them to you. In the way that photography and videography works, we normally sell these based on licenses. So you're giving a license to have this footage. And they're like, but I paid you to come to my wedding and take photos. And be like, well, ma'am, no matter who you worked with, if they're educated and they've been doing this for a career, you're going to have this with every photographer and videographer.
Right.
I would, like I said, I would love to give this to you, and I can. It's not a problem. You know, you paid $1,500 for a wedding video and some photos. That's cool.
Thank you.
And if you want it all, it's going to be $4,500.
Right. But again, and then so then they say, but why? It's all the same. It's the same camera. You were out here for the same time. Why are you charging more?
Well, I'm charging more because I put time into editing all those photos. So it's not just, you know, it's like if I'm a wood carver, right? I'm not going to just buy you a 2x4 and then give you a frame to a shed. I've got to be able to finish the shed in order to have it presentable as a deliverable to you. So you look at it and you go, wow, that's really cool. I don't give you the frame of the house and you go, where is the rest of it? Because when I'm giving you these raw photos, I'm not correcting the photos for color. I'm not adding saturation. I'm not taking all of the pimples all over your face out of the photos for you. Don't say that.
No, don't say that. Because remember, Ryan did ask, what should I say to the client?
Yeah.
That's probably not one.
Don't say that. No, okay. That's an example of what not to say. Anyway, I can't correct the photos and I can't take the time. If you want more corrected photos, we can sit and go through these photos together. I can edit them for you. If you would like to edit them yourself, you've got Photoshop experience, Lightroom experience, Capture One experience, whatever it is, I'll give the photos to you. It's just going to cost a little bit more. Because I'm not giving you a finished product. And when you go out and you just share these photos without editing them, you are hurting my reputation.
Yeah. Well, and the bottom line is, and we've talked a lot about this, is that the agreement needs to be established up front. So obviously it's written. There's some form of a contract between you and Bridezilla or whoever you're working with. And it's very clearly delineated in that agreement what they will get so that there are no surprises at the back end. At least you can have those conversations in the beginning.
Coffee's horrible.
And make it clear as to what they're going to receive and kind of get that stuff out of the way. Doesn't mean you won't deal with it at the end because they see that there's a lot of good stuff there and they want it, but at least you've got yourself covered up front.
Yeah, being clear and upfront is absolutely great, and make sure that people know the difference between exclusive license, meaning they get everything, and a limited license, because that's really what you're giving them. And this is the issue with like Thumbtack and all these drone jobbing places, is that DroneBase actually does a really good job of really containing expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these other job sites that are regular sites and that offer drone jobs, they don't control those expectations.
Right.
And that's where you can run into this problem. For me, there's a lot of times where people just, you know, they try to do the guilt trip, the emotional thing, but it's my wedding. It's my one special time. And it's like, if it was your one special time, it was your wedding, you should have done research about hiring a wedding photographer and videographer. And I want to ameliorate the situation for you. I want to make it better for you. That's an SAT word.
Say, that's a big word.
Ameliorate. which means to solve the situation.
Nice.
Anyway, or offer a solution. So I would say, you know, miss, I want to make you happy. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to showcase your experiences in the best light possible. And when you're asking for me to give you all of the images without proper editing and consideration, you're asking me to give you an unfinished product that I worked really hard for. And you're asking me to put that out, but you're also asking me to put this out where you're not shown in the best light. And you're such a beautiful lady. Why would you want to do that to yourself?
Yeah.
Flipping the game.
That's right.
No, really, because it's so funny. I learned this from Xavier from Imagination Aerials, who worked for Disney for a long time and does a lot of big productions. In fact, he's doing a show with us. And one of the things that he told me a long time ago is he goes, you have to learn how to manipulate people in video. And he goes, and just in film. He's like, I'm not trying to be a I'm being real with you. He goes, let's be honest. Will I try to manipulate you when I want something? I'm sure. But now you know that I'm going to do it. So you've been warned. And I'm like, I appreciate that, actually.
It's like jousting. You're both trying to manipulate
each
other.
It's like Jedi mind tricks.
Yeah.
That's actually funny because Ilker, whenever he rides in the car with me and there's someone coming and I'm like, stop, lady. And like they stop. And Ilker's like, I don't know how you do that. Anyway, back to this. When you have an angry client, you call it manipulation, call it distraction, call it Hillary Clinton on a debate stage, whatever you want to call it, okay? You have to put it in terms that are going to be agreeable for them.
Yeah.
Which means, all right, you want to role play? I know you have always wanted to play a bride.
I'd love to role play.
Let's role play.
Please.
All right. You're the angry bride. You just got your 25 photos and you won all the raw. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Fight!
What?
All right. What are we going to call you? Let's call you Cinderella. Cinderella. Here are the 20.
Be a very deep voiced Cinderella, Paul.
You can't play into the role. What happened to role playing?
I did not go to acting school.
All right. So, Cinderella, here are the 25 photos for your wedding. I've produced a wedding video. I'm going to give you one round of revisions. So, if you'd like to see some different things in your wedding video, just please write it in an email on everything you'd like to change. That way I can make all those changes.
Okay.
Clearly, we can't reshoot stuff. So, you know, if you want something, I don't have footage of it. It may be a little bit difficult. But if you remember before we shot, I asked you what things you wanted to be filmed and wanted to be shown. So I made sure to cover as many of those as I possibly could, because really my goal here is to make you happy. So let me know what you think.
Awesome.
And I look forward to hearing from you.
Well, so 25 pictures is great, but I thought I was going to get the whole role, basically.
Well, I think that's a good question, and a question that a lot of brides ask today. And I think it's one that comes from, you know, just not really kind of like discovering or exploring the photography, videography realm. If you looked in the contract that I gave you.
We have a contract?
At the beginning. Yes, we do.
Huh. I'll have to go back and look for that.
Oh, wow. Well,
anyways, why wouldn't you just give me everything, like the raw footage? Why can't I just have that?
Because it would be like building you a house and then giving you an unfinished house. So it'd be like if I framed up a house for you and then said, here's your finished product, go.
So is there any way I can get all the footage? Because I'd really like to have it.
Absolutely, yes. And I think that's a great idea. You're a beautiful woman. You're so gorgeous. And frankly, I can't stop looking at you. You got a great husband.
I'm blushing.
He's a lucky man, okay? And I'm sure he's going to want to see a lot of those photos too, just like the rest of your family. Now, I know you didn't look at the contract, but in there it does kind of discuss that you get a limited license. So you get a license to what I deliver, what I've promised to deliver to you. And good news though, I can give you everything. It's just going to cost a little bit more because again, by giving you these unfinished files and you sharing with people, it kind of hurts my reputation because I don't have a chance to edit them, make them look better, you know, really showcase your pure beauty in a way that others will understand. So I'm kind of knocking myself down by doing this to help you. But I do want to help you. I can help you. It's probably going to cost, you know, about $1,900 more. And it's a little bit more, yeah. But remember, this is one of your biggest experiences. This is something you're never going to want to forget. And if you'd like, we can make a deal where I can edit more photos for you, or I can color correct the video and give it to you for the RAWs. That's fine. But one thing I want you to understand is that when you say, or if you're thinking, well, he can just give me the RAW files, that's not a lot of work. You're negating the time and effort that it takes to make this product into a finished product to showcase truly how beautiful you are.
Okay.
That's it?
Deal.
You are easy.
You called me beautiful.
You need a real girl to come on this show. Where's Abby?
Anyways,
Sarah.
I hope we've answered Ryan's question. It would be interesting to get sort of a wide array of perspectives from other photographers and videographers, and I think they're all going to fall into the same camp. I would just like to hear their reasoning as to why.
I'm sure Vic would have a much more eloquent example of why you have licenses for footage.
Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe we'll ask Vic at some point.
I think we're just trying to be a little more entertaining.
Yeah, well, definitely. But the bottom line is that I think it's, as Ryan alluded to in his question, in fact, that he's heard that, you know, it's unusual for people to give raw, and when they do, it costs more. I mean, that's the bottom line. I think
Which is true. Right.
So what he was really getting at is, so how do I explain this, and how do I make it known to the client that this is why, et cetera, et cetera. So I hope we've touched on some of those issues. And again, one of the main issues is get it agreed to up front.
Clarity
make
is
sure
king.
They understand from the very beginning.
Clarity is king.
Absolutely.
And on that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You. Don't forget to get your copy of Living the Drone Life on Amazon. And special thanks to everyone who works on the show. Ilker, Rob, myself, Tim, Kirill, who's still doing some other stuff. Just everyone. It's awesome. Thanks, guys.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.